All right, this is part three, the devil's chasing you. And so I went in that restaurant, and the devil's stalking you, that is. The devil and his minions are stalking you. And so I went in that restaurant. It was just too loud. They had a bunch of country music. I can't even stand country music. But the fact that they're bombarding my ear gate with music, I don't want to be around it, you know. And so she said, I said, do you have a quieter spot in here? She said, no, that place, that side is closed. I said, okay. She walked away and I walked out. She said, the other lady said, what's wrong? And the other lady said, he said it's too loud. It is too loud. I don't, and so, but my point is, see, you're being bombarded by their music, their doctrines. See, their music is full of doctrine, false doctrine. Their music is full of false doctrine. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The world, the flesh. Most music worship the female. Really, to be honest with you. And think about the Catholic Church worshiping Mother Mary. What is the female side, the flesh side of Adam? Why does the whole world worship the female? Why do they want you to worship the female? Because Mother Earth, they creation, she's a type and shadow of Mother Earth, the created. She's a type and shadow of what's created. Instead of the creator, they want you to worship the creation. That's why women, the Gentile women, paint their faces and curl their hair, and they want to be worshiped because it's the spirit of the age. That's why the Bible says, let her not have bobbed hair and costly apparel. You know, what's the stuff? It says for a woman not to be shamefaced. The Bible says for a woman to be shamefaced. Why? Because Eve dropped us down. And so you look at the system, the system's all outward show, painted face system. Image, outward show. Back to what I was saying. So the devil is persecuting you, looking for a, he's stalking you, looking for an inroad, a portal, a way in. If you're dating a woman and she wants to be worshipped, you better not marry her, because that's the Jezebel spirit. If she thinks that she's queen bee, do not marry her. She's got a demonic spirit in her. And if she's not demon possessed, she's got the spirit of the age in her mind. It's she might as well be, because it's in her mind. It's all in the mind, right? Her doctrines, her beliefs, her whole attitude of reality is based on what she thinks about reality. And so, if she thinks that you should worship Mother Earth, she wants to be worshipped. If she thinks you should worship the trees and the cows and the whales and the plants, if they want you to worship, and if it's a saved woman that's getting ready to marry some man and he's worshiping the earth plane, same thing. He's going to try to turn you into a Jezebel. The types and shadows are absolute evidence of what's really happening on a fractal holographic level. Every time they open their mouth, you can see what they are. The way they walk, their body language, the way they talk, who they hang out with, birds of a feather flock together. What they focus on, what their intentions are, what their goals in life are. It's so obvious, it's not even funny once you see it. So why is the devil stalking you? He's looking for an inroad to pull you back to the world, the flesh, prior life. To pull you back to worshiping Mother Earth, worshiping the creation instead of the creation, to be a people pleaser, to brain. He's looking for a way to get into whether it's through a friend, it's through a family member, through a coworker, they're trying to get in to change your worldview because they hate your worldview. They hate you because they hate God. But deep down, they'll say they love you, but they hate you. Have you ever had that happen? Deep down, that last video where I had people celebrating, two or three videos ago, a guy came out the door with that picture on his shirt just now, getting in the car. It's been, what, a couple days? A guy came out of the Sheets gas station with that on his shirt, sweatshirt, celebration symbol that I put on a video. They want, the devil is stalking you with his minions, the demons, the humans that he can possess, the humans that he's brainwashed to believe doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. The devil is persecuting you. Why? The devil is chasing you, stalking you to try to find somewhere to get in. Jesus told his disciples, I can't talk to you much because the devil's coming to get me. Now but he says the devil has nothing in me. So the secret is, what's the secret? Because you have the flesh. You have the old Adam. You have the old Adamic nature. I talk about Eve dropping us in time, but it's Adam, because Adam and Eve were one. She's a piece cut off. So Adam is the old Adam, the flesh, the world, the plural of life. Adam and Eve represent the old Adamic nature, because she's one with Adam. The second Adam, Jesus, is the new creature. So you're walking around with a dual citizenship. You're down here in the natural, but you're seated in the heavenlies. You're strangers and pilgrims, but you're walking it out down here. So what's my point? My point is, and if I don't upload 1 and 2, you can go to my audio archive. And so what's the point? The point is, the devil's using the media, YouTube, the music, your friends, your neighbors, you're being stalked everywhere. Instagram, sports, it's all a system to draw you into something down here that you want to get your identity in or worship. It's a temporary thing. It's temporary. They want you focused. These demons and minions and devils, they want you focused on the temporal instead of the eternal. The doctrines of demons are based on the temporal, not the eternal truth. Think about what I'm saying. So when Joyce Meyer said fear is based on lies, it's the truth, because the eternal truth is God is in control. And he has a purpose for you to be birthed down here. Fear is based on lies. Now, if you're going in a situation where people have guns and they're acting stupid and they're drunk, and I'm not talking about that kind of fear. If there's a bear around the corner and you say, I'm just going to walk up to that bear and have no fear, that's not what I'm talking about. You run. You don't climb a tree, because a bear can probably climb a tree. But you get you a stick or a rock and you run. But you're not... You don't live in fear. I'm talking about just in general. Fear God, the beginning of wisdom's the fear of the Lord. My point is, see, a lot of people misunderstand when you're even talking. What do you mean fear is a lie? Some fear is good fear. I'm talking about the overarching mindset of living in fear. Even if you're afraid of getting a flat tire, don't be afraid. Go ahead and prepare. And even if you do get a flat tire, you got your cell phone. You can flag somebody down. God makes a way of escape. Keep you some stuff in your car to fix your flat tire. Keep you a spare. Use wisdom. But I'm talking about the fear that's like the news and the media, all them people. There's going to be World War III, so you better live in fear. You know, don't live in fear. even no matter what happens, the absent from the body, present with the Lord. The worst thing that can happen is they can kill the body, but they can't steal your soul. They can't steal your soul unless you give it to them. And that's the whole game. The stalking of the devil is to attack your heart, your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect. Everything the devil does is anti. He attacks the Bible. He attacks everything. He attacks everything that's good, righteous, holy, separated, set apart. Truth. Truth is separated from this system. When Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming to test me or tempt me, or however he said it, the truth is contrary to everything in this system. Everything. So what does that mean? The system's based on fear. The devil's going to throw fear darts. But you see past that, and you look past that. That there's always a solution. You just have to step into it.